By doing chazar, basically remember we're discussing that the three forms of legislation that can come out either are like halach l'moshe misin advarim shekiblua, and the Rambam said there's no machlokas, and if there were machlokas, it would really be a sign that it wasn't an authentic transmission. And then there are the dvarim which are basically extracted or derived from a midosh ator nidrashes bahen, and there the basis for resolution of dispute is no problem there, but it's holchan achar harov. And then third and finally with takanos, gzeros, and minhagos, as the Rambam calls them, again it's holchan achar harov. So there really should never be any machloka. So we touched on it a little bit in the Radvaz, who quoted from the Gemara Masech the Sanhedrin, that the basis for machlokas was the Tamidei Hillel v'Shammai Shlo Shimshu es Rebeihen Kiro'oi, that it was really a failure on the part of the Talmidim, not so much a cognitive failure, but just a failure in terms of Shimush to really absorb the Derech HaPsak, and that is what ultimately caused machlokas to develop. So the Rambam in Halacha Dalet, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet here, touches on the development of machlokas, and I want to deal with two issues, one of which is highlighted by the Kesef Mishnah, and one of them is highlighted by the Lechem Mishnah. So the Rambam says the following, Shehaya Beis Din HaGadol Kayim Lo Haysa Machlokas B'Yisrael, for the reason the Rambam just explained. Because again, if it's Halach L'Moshe Misinai, there can't be Machlokas. And if it's the other two, then Hochen Achar Arov. So very straightforward. Ela Kol Din Shenolad Bo Safek Le'echad Mi'Yisrael Shoel Beis Din Shebi'iro Im Yadu Amr Lo Im Lav Haraya Shoel Im Oso Beis Din O Im Shluchav Olin Yerushalayim V'Shoel In the Beis Din Shebahar Abayis. We haven't encountered that Beis Din yet, but we'll come to know it. So there's a Beis Din, a form of the Sanhedrin Tana at the entrance point to the Har HaBayit. Im Yadu Amr Lo Im Lav HaKol Bayin Le Beis Din Shal Pesach HaZara. So that's a third level. Im Yadu Amr Lahen V'im Lav HaKol Bayin Le Lishkas HaGazus Le Beis Din HaGadol V'Sholin. So Im Hayav Davar Shenolot Bo Safek LaKol Yadu Yitzol Beis Din HaGadol Bein Mipi HaKabala Bein Mipi HaMida Shedanu Ba Omrim Nosam Yad V'im Lo Hayav Davar Barar Yitzol Beis Din HaGadol Danin Bo B'Shatan V'Nosnin B'Davar Ad sheyaskimu kulan, until they come to some kind of a majority, a consensus view. Oh, yam de laminion v'ilchol achar haro v'yomru l'chol asholim kach halacha v'holchen lahen mishabatel besin hagadel. It's hagadel, so it's kind of like symmetrical presentation. The Rambam concludes by noting rav tam machlokes v'israel zemetame v'nosin tam b'dvarav zemetare v'nosin tam b'dvarav zeoser v'zematir. So again, halacha dalet begins k'sheya besin hagadol kayim lo haisa machlokes v'israel, and the Rambam explains why, because it would always function as a court, essentially, of clarification, right? The Rambam notes four steps along the way, Beis Din Shebi'iro, Beis Din Shebi'pesach HaRabayis, Beis Din Shebi'azara, until you get to Lishkas HaGazis. If they know right away, they should tell them. If they don't know right away, right, Nosnin V'Nosnin B'Davar, until they either come to a unanimous point of view or to a consensus point of view. And that was always the modus operandi for resolving matters of safek or matters of dispute. And the Rambam concludes symmetrically by noting Mishabitel based in Hagadol Ravta Machlokes B'Yisrael. That is the basis for Machlokes B'Yisrael. So again, a different presentation than we would have had on the basis of the Gemara and Sanhedrin. So one point noted by the Kesef Mishnah is that if you actually go to the original text, the Masech Sanhedrin, there seems to be an additional step, which the Rambam does not have. And that additional step isn't Bezdin B'Iro, but Bezdin HaSamuch L'Iro, before you get to the Bezdin on Har Abayis. So he proposes two solutions. Either the Rambam had a different girsa, that's what he prefers, Oshalaya ki girsa social rabbeinu v'zanira yoser, or that the Rambam simply assumed that that would be the case and he felt he didn't actually need to state it. I think there's a third possibility, which is not that the Rambam had a different girsa, not that the Rambam assumed that it was true, but the Rambam may have felt that, you know, all you have to do, before you are Olal Yerushalayim, is to consult with a local Beis Din. So it doesn't have to be both Beis Din B'Iro and Beis Din Michutz L'Iro. You don't have to necessarily go directly up the chain, but Beis Din B'Iro and Beis Din Michutz L'Iro basically function as the same purpose. Okay, so that would be another possibility to resolve the issue brought up by the Kesef Mishnah. That was just a small point. Now the Lechem Mishnah brings up a very fascinating point, which Lechem Mishnah says, you know, is not rooted in the Gemara, but what we find here is just really striking. The Lechem Mishnah notes that, you know, we don't have any basis, in Divrei Chazal for the idea that the local Beis Din or its emissaries or its shluchin should have to go up with the Sho'alim to Yerushalayim. But that's exactly what the Rambam said, right? So, v'im lav, harei Sho'el im oso Beis Din, meaning with the municipal court, O im shluchav, olin liyushalayim v'sholin lebezdin shebahar habayis. And if that doesn't work out, right, so then all of the Shoalim, it's now the original people with the query, and in addition to the local Bezdin, in addition to the Bezdin of the in addition to the Bezdin of Har HaBayis, it would go to the Bezdin and the Azara, and so on and so forth. So that, you know, by the time you get to the Bezdin HaGadol, you have a retinue, not just of the original questioners, but the representatives of the local Bezdin, the Bezdin on Har HaBayis, the Bezdin Shebet Pesach HaZara, and the Lecha Mishnah wants to know where. So he says, it's true that for the last steps, we do find some evidence in Chazal. And he says, well, that makes sense, because why wouldn't they want to know the answer? Right, they're already there. So if you're in the part of the Sanhedrin, which is on the Pesach Har HaBayis or Pesach HaZara, so, you know, it's just another few feet to Lishkas HaGazis. But where did the Rambam come up with this idea that the local Bezdin or its emissaries are going to have to now go and be Ola Yerushalayim, right? That's quite a tircha, right? That'll put some travel budget into the schedule. So it seems to me that it's a very beautiful chiddush of the Rambam. Now, what the Rambam is essentially telling us is that to have a status of a shoel, ki yipalei mimcha davar l'mishpat, ben dam l'dam, ben din l'din, ben egal l'nega, divrei rosh v'sharecha, v'kamta v'alisa, you're not just defined as a shoel if you were the one that originally had the question, but you're defined as, you know, part of that subject of kipalei mimcha davar l'mishpat. If the question was presented to you and you're a member of the judiciary and you don't have the answer, then the she'ela becomes as much your she'ela as the person who had the original question. Which I think is a very inspiring perspective. And what that really does reflect is the idea that it's not just, oh, you know, if you were the first one to want to know, that establishes you as the shoel, right? That's what the Lecha Mishnah is just a little bit, you know, he's bewildered by. I think the Rambam's perspective is that, you know, we all have a responsibility towards the halacha. We all have a responsibility towards the halacha, so it doesn't become, you know, this person's question as opposed to that person's question, right? It's everybody's question. Everybody has to be, you know, equally concerned about the transmission of halacha and establishing, you know, the proper framework, which I think takes us back to Halacha Aleph, because the Rambam spoke about the Bez and Hagadol's Ikar Torah Shebal Peh, the Amudei Horah, Misham Choku Mishpat Yotze Lechol Yisrael, right? So the idea is that they're projecting out, radiating forth Halacha Lechol Yisrael, and that's not just to include the various Batei Din, but especially the local Batei Din, based on the Mishnah and Sanhedrin Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara, which extends it on Daf Tes Zayin, which after all, you know, the Sanhedrin HaGedolah is the one that creates the Sanhedrios Ketanos in the various places, L'chol Shevet Shevet, according to the Rambam's Psak Halacha L'chol Ir V'ir. The point is that the Bezdin HaGadol is Mashpia on those lower courts, and so maybe this is the other side of the coin, is that when questions are presented to them that they don't know, right, then they become part of the framework of the Shoalim, and they have like a chalos shame shoel, right? And then therefore, they're included in that process as well. So Lecha Mishnah's question, I think, highlights a very significant percentage of the, very significant aspect, rather, the Rambam's perspective about the nature of din, nature of uncertainties about din. And the ultimate goal is Misham, you know, Choku Mishpat Yotze Lechol Yisrael. So we don't just want the original questioners to know, but it's extremely important that the local Batei Din know, even for just practical reasons, that they should be able to handle such matters in the future. So God willing, tomorrow we're going to return back to that subject that we were discussing, you know, of how to adjudicate machlokas now that we don't have a Bezdin HaGadol, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin. So just to repeat that machlokas, we had two deos. You know, when you have Echad Metameh ve'Echad Metaher, Echad Oser ve'Echad Matir, so one perspective was, you know, if one of them is clearly the Gadol, so we follow him, Vim Lav Holech Achar Machmir. And then we had this little bit enigmatic line that Bishol Torah Halach Achar Machmir, Bishol Sofrim Halach Achar Amekel. And the question was, is that a frontal machlokas, or as you were suggesting, is that just a sub machlokas? In other words, if it's really true that one of them is superior, we're just going to follow him no matter what. But it's not so clear that if they're really equal, Bishol, you know, that we always go l'chumra, maybe that's really where we appeal to the second level of analysis, Bishol Torah Halach Achar Machmir, Bishol Sofrim Halach Achar Mekel. So we'll actually start with that Gemara tomorrow. We'll read Tosfos' perspective, again, the four deos in Tosfos, and then we'll take a look at the Rambam's point of view.